Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Climate change is messing with temperatures all over the world. For humans, that means more of us need air conditioning. But what about plants? What happens when the place they call home gets too hot for them to handle? Andrea Lee and Sedian Blatchford from our Possibly team have the story of one rare tree from Florida that might be happier in a new location.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So tell me about this tree.
Okay, I want you to imagine a short, shrubby evergreen with vibrant, spiky green leaves.
If you crush those leaves, they give off a strong odor. That's why some people call this tree a stinking cedar.
But it's most commonly known as the Florida Torreya.
What makes this tree special, other than that stink?
Experts believe it's one of the oldest trees in the world. There's even a legend that the Florida Torreya was used to build Noah's Ark.
And this tree is also extremely rare. There are only a few hundred left in the wild.
What makes it so rare?
Well, a lot of Florida Torreya have died because of a fungal disease. The heat in Florida is also making it hard for the tree to survive.
But a group of people who call themselves the Torreya Guardians are working to change that. Here's one of their members, Fred Bess.
Our goal, our mission is to preserve Torreya taxifolia because of its status as critically endangered. There are less than about 500 trees left in the wild because of a disease that's killing them.
They think the tree would be more successful in cooler parts of the U.S. That's because, according to Fred,
move the trees north away from their current natural range and the disease does not show itself and the trees do fine.
There's pretty limited research into the tree's decline or what moving it will accomplish, but so far, their project is working. The tree has managed to grow in places like Cleveland, Ohio, where Fred is, in Connecticut, and even in nearby Massachusetts.
If you look at the Wikipedia page for the Torreya Guardians, you can even see a picture of Fred with the tree in his front yard. He looks ecstatic as he stands next to this bulbous green and spiky tree that reaches his shoulder.
That's great, but are there any downsides to moving a tree like this into a completely new location?
To find out, we spoke to Dov Sachs, a professor of environment and society at Brown University. He says,
there are a lot of really interesting ethical questions. Everything from, are we obligated to try to save species, from human-induced climate change, to if we do take those actions, are we risking causing more harm?
He says one of the biggest concerns is
that if you move species north of their native range, that they might do too well and become invasive.
And there are a lot of science questions, too, like what kind of species are likely to become invasive? What habitats are most likely to be invaded? And how much damage do invasive species do?
The thing is, while scientists have been working on these questions for decades, people like Fred aren't waiting for the answers.
If we hadn't migrated tomatoes to Italy, what would you put on your pasta? What would the Irish do without potatoes, also native to South America?
Today, if you go to the Guardian's website, you can see the little saplings growing in the wild outside of their usual habitat.
Whether or not that helps save the species and what the consequences are for other species remains to be seen.
Got it. Thanks, Andrea and Sedian. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.